So as we have emphasized throughout our service, is the theme, joining in the journey. And so we ask ourselves, what does it mean to follow? What does it mean to journey with Jesus? What does it mean to journey with one another? When we make travel plans, Allison is usually the one who does the research. She's good at it. And she likes it. She'll go and she'll get information on places to go and places to stay. And now on this particular trip, I was yielding to her, which usually works. There was one time when we stayed at a hotel. And so we checked in and she had some things she wanted to do. So I said, I'll take the bags up to the room and I'll get things there and I'll come back and I'll meet you. So I went up to the room and I got things all put away. And I was ready to leave the room and I couldn't get out. So I called her on the phone. I said, I have a problem with this room. I can't get out of the room. She says, well, just go out the door. And I said, I checked the doors. I can't get out. She says, what do you mean you've checked the doors? You can't get out. I says, well, there's the door to the balcony. Okay, I can't go over the balcony. Then there's a door that goes to the closet. I can't get out that way. There's a door that goes to the bathroom. I can't get out that way. And the other, only other door says a do not disturb sign on it. Took you a moment to get that, didn't you? But this particular trip was for her to go play softball in St. George, Utah. And I just said, I'll go along. It's your trip. I'll do whatever you want. And so that meant camping. She's gotten into the practice when she goes by herself to these tournaments, to whether it be San Diego or Palm Springs, and this time to St. George, it would be just to drive and find a place to camp. And so we got to camp. Here we're camping in Snow Canyon outside of St. George, Utah. Which really was quite a pretty place. Here you see a sunrise where the light is hitting the side of the canyon. But I yielded to her. You make the plans, I'm just coming along. This is your trip. I'm following you. We have a story today of the brothers James and John who are following Jesus. But as they are traveling to Jerusalem, after Jesus has already spoken of his impending death, the brothers go to him and they say, we want you to do whatever we ask of you. Jesus asks them, well, what might that be? And they say, for us to sit at your right and your left in glory. Now this request then, it would be similar to taking the position of a chief minister that would sit at the right or left hand of a ruler. And there you would be an advisor to that ruler or king. You would help rule. You would help lord over all the people of the kingdom. A rather bold request, don't you think? Interestingly enough, in Matthew's Gospel, he shares the same story. But he seems to soften the ambition of the disciples because the request is made by do you know who? Do you know the story? Imagine, who would make a request for the brothers James and John? Who? Mom. Mom makes the request. Take my sons, have them sit at your right and at your left. And as you can imagine then, the other 10 disciples upon hearing this are angry. They're angry. But throughout the Gospel of Mark in the past weeks, there's been a process of understanding of what following Jesus means. There's been descriptions by Jesus of what it meant for Him as Messiah. He has described what the kingdom would be like, and now addresses the role of disciple, of a follower. The disciples recognize a glory of being with Jesus, and therefore there's a loyalty to Him, and that's to be applauded. That's to be commended, that they have been with Him on this journey through these years. But they're still seeking a definition of the role that they are playing, of what it means to follow. They still seem to have an understanding of glory as being that of ruling, being in a position of authority over those below you. But time after time, Jesus continues to speak of His glory in being found in service. Not reducing others to service, but reducing oneself and serving others. And so Jesus says to the brothers, "Can you drink of the cup? Can you drink of my cup? Can you be baptized with the baptism, my baptism, as I am?" When He talks about sharing the cup, He's speaking of a situation or a setting of a royal banquet where the Lord or the ruler sits at the head of the table, and the cup is passed to those sitting with Him. And to drink of that cup would result in a pledge to that ruler, a commitment to the ruler and the drinking of his cup, to share in the upcoming experiences or events. A union is formed. An alliance is established, united with that ruler. When Jesus speaks of His baptism, He's not speaking of the practice of baptism. But the word baptism is to be translated as to be submerged. Can you be submerged as I am? Can you go all in? Can you plunge into the waters? Can you be immersed in the cause in which I am dedicated? Can you join with me in this purpose? The glory of Jesus is always of giving of Himself, of emptying Himself until there is nothing more to give. The glory of Jesus is in sacrificing oneself and being, as He says, a ransom for many. A price is paid to purchase freedom. Jesus is the ransom that is paid to free us. Free us from a sinfulness that we cannot free ourselves from. The ransom is paid. And then being a community of those ransomed for by Jesus is to then be a community to live for others. Giving, sacrificing, sharing. So when Jesus shares His lesson to the disciples of what it means to follow, He uses John and James as a foil, as He often does in His stories, as a contrast. "Do whatever we ask of you," the brothers said. Certainly Jesus wants us to ask. He wants us to ask. But when we ask, we have to remember that we drink of His cup, that we are baptized, that we are immersed in His cause, that we are in union with Him. So we are to ask the understanding that we are a people of giving, of emptying, and of sacrifice. The journeys that Alice and I make are constantly journeys of discovery. Here is a picture taken at Lake Powell. Interestingly enough, our car is a journey. It's a time of gaining new understandings. We were driving up through northern Arizona, and we came across many Native American names in our travels. And we got into arguments about how do you pronounce some of these names. And so one of the times we stopped, and we asked one of the local men, local young man there, and we said, we're having a discussion about how to pronounce this particular name. Can you slowly pronounce where we are? He says, okay. So he says, Burger King. Funny guy. Our journeys are a time of discovery, of learning, of finding things that are new. Our journeys with Jesus are also a time of discovery, of new understandings, and often realizing that there is a cost involved. And what is expected of us, and what it means to be in union with Him. If we come to join in that journey of Jesus today. Amen.